This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:16, nice spring day today, nice spring week up until Saturday, then a chance for some severe weather, but who knows about the timing of it, too far out to tell whether it's going to affect St. Patrick's Day parades or not. We'll have everything you need to know here on WWL as soon as we know it, but it's just too early now. Keith Hinckley joins us now, our friend president of Plaquemines Parish. How you doing, Keith?
I'm good, Tommy. How about you?
I'm okay. You know, after being seeing a traffic for years with the Venture Global LNG facility, finally, Friday, I took a ride down to see it. And I got to tell you, I've tried like three or four times before only to say, screw this, I'm not going as far, and turn it around. But I did finally make it all the way down on Friday. When you got parking lots that go deep into the alphabet, that's a big facility.
It's huge. It's a very big facility.
So tell me about the expansion that was announced, and does that change anything for Plaquemines Parish, at least in the future with the traffic and so forth? And then we'll get to the bigger concerns. Because, you know, you started at my house, Keith, and then you work out, right? That's the way it works.
Well, that's how it works with all of us. Yeah. I mean, that's where our work begins, you know. It was just kind of a good, scary kind of an announcement that was made last Thursday when they're talking about an $18 billion expansion to the existing facility. It's phase three of the Plaquemines LNG. So I've got some meetings here in the next couple of days on Thursday with some of the gentlemen from Venture Global just to kind of get a good timeline as to what the next process is going to be. And from what I understand, Tommy, this first, the main plant that was built, if you notice, they had those four huge big tanks out on the facility. Well, they're not going to be doing any more of those on this phase three. It's the processing side. They will use those existing tanks to distribute their product. Now, they will be building some new berths out on the river. Mm-hmm. So we kind of feel, and just talking with them in the brief moments that I've had the time to talk with Venture Global, the workforce, it won't be as large as it was when this facility was first being built.
Let me ask it a different way then. I was under the impression, because I know they had cut back on some people because phase two was wrapping up, but now that we have phase three, it's accurate to say they're going to be ramping up again, Keith?
Now, look, this isn't going to happen. This is like they're just in the beginning phases of their FERC process.
Okay.
We're looking at...
You have a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission when you say FERC?
That's it, Tommy. Okay. Correct, yeah. And so, that's the whole process that they've got to go through, which gives us an opportunity. We have never been so close to the Peters Bypass Road bridge and road extension than we've ever been before. we've had, you know, Senator Kennedy, we've had so many congressmen come into this parish in the last year, year and a half. You know, we had the two secretaries of Energy and Interior, Secretary Wright and Secretary Burgum. So they're seeing the value of Plaquemines Parish in southeast Louisiana. So going back to the bypass road, you know, it's on the governor's radar. We've got Senator Connick, who's the chairman of the Transportation Committee, Rep. Bro, who is on the Joint Transportation Committee up in Baton Rouge. So the bridge and the bypass, the Peters Bypass Road, that is huge. That's major. This gives us an opportunity to start ramping that up and get a little closer to making that come to fruition, too.
The Peters Road Bypass Bridge would cross what and where?
And it would cross, I don't know if you know where New Orleans Ironworks is, where the landfill, it will be where the old Walker Road entrance is off of 23, which is south of the Naval Air Station.
Okay.
And south of Chevron as well.
I got you.
So when we get that bypass road built, that'll alleviate a lot of the traffic that comes in through Bell Chase proper.
So that road would then go from 23 to...
Eventually, it would go all the way to the future corridor, the I-49, to the West Bank Expressway.
Wow.
Yes.
So...
And that we've been talking, Tommy. I'm sure you've talked to Billy in the past and previous parish presidents. Mm-hmm. This is something that goes back to when I was on the council from 07 to 2014. We were in conversations with this road.
So this would include another bridge across the Mississippi River or across the canal?
Another bridge. No, not across the Mississippi, across the Industrial Canal.
Industrial Canal, yeah. So
right,
are we talking about a toll situation there or not?
It would be a toll situation. It would be because, you know, you got plenary right there where they had the first right of refusal. And just talking with the governor on Thursday, he even alluded to that. And then I had to tell him, I said, Governor, look, in all of my town halls that I've had in the last 2 years, and it's been asked of me, would it be a toll? And I've had to say it will be a toll because of the contract that the previous state administration signed with plenary.
Yeah, let me take a break, and I'll pick it up there when we come back. Because, you know, Keith, and I live in Bell Chase, you know that, but yes. The toll thing to me is more palatable if that is the and is what Sean Wilson said. You know, I talked to him at a town hall meeting years ago when they were just, this was on a drawing board. If this is going to be the future going forward, it's going to be private-public partnerships for every bridge that's built in the state. Okay. But if it's just Plaquemines, then it's not so okay. We'll talk about that in your conversations with the governor. Also, what's going on at the corner of Woodland Highway and Bell Chase Highway? Because they're clearing a lot of ground there. I don't know what they're building, but maybe you can tell me. 822, you got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. We'll also talk about the Hell on Wheels tunnel that they're trying to build. Traffic, WWL. 827, 828, Tommy Tucker, we're all back with Plaquemines Parish President Keith Hinckley talking about the big expansion that they had, announcement of the expansion of the LNG facility. When it comes to the bridge, the Bell Chase Bridge and that nightmare, Keith, do you have any idea where they stand on that, what's happening?
We had a meeting with them, was Friday, Tommy, and we're told on the 16th the bridge should be opening in both directions. And somewhere at the end of the month, tolls will be starting to collect.
End of March?
End of March, yes.
And yeah. So for those, go ahead.
Well, and just let the community know that we're going to get some public service announcements to you and as well as the TV stations to let the community know that when the tolls are going to start be collecting. And at that time, we have, I hate to say demands, but we're highly asking and putting a little pressure on plenary and the DOTD, when they start collecting these tolls, they cannot be closing down any of the lanes. All four of those lanes have to be functional and being used
and
when they collect the tolls.
I'm sorry, Keith, we're running out of time. There is no toll booth. It's all done electronically. So people, how do you get whatever you need to put wherever you need to put it?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Well, they've got some community meetings coming up here in the next go to PPG.gov. And you'll see there's some town halls. There's some meetings that Plenary's going to be doing where you can come in and set up for your go pass.
You have to do that, or can you do it online, or do you know?
You can do it online. I think it's gopass.com. I will send you that information, and we can get that out.
Stick it in a mailbox if you like. That's fine. You know where I live. And look, one other thing, that corner by Woodland Highway and that I asked you about, because I'm getting a lot of texts. People are screaming about Walmart and Belchase. As far as you know, there's no Walmart going in Belchase on that corner?
Absolutely not, Tommy.
Thank you, sir. Anything else, okay. Keith, about Plaquemines, East Bank, anything?
I'm good. As always, thank you for the opportunity to get our news and express our opinions down here in Plaquemines Parish.
All right, okay, sir. You bet. Keith Hinckley, you too, President of Plaquemines Parish. We'll take a break, come back, talk Saints with Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director right now. Time for WWL First News. 8:43, 17 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL, got knocking on the door of free agency. Saints making some moves. Steve Geller joins us now, WWL Sports Director. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing all right, Tommy. It had a fun week last week in Disney. Glad to be back home, though. The House of Mouse, very expensive, and the food not as tasty.
I saw you on Facebook with the fam there, and I just was going to ask you if you saw the Disney meltdown. And what that is that's where you've been there, and you're sitting there eating, and you watch Dad at the next table, that this trip has cost him more than he had any idea it was going to cost. He could have gone to the real Italy for what it costs to see the plastic Italy in Epcot, but that's okay. And he sits down with his tray of burgers and Cokes, you know, about a $300 tray of burgers and Cokes, and then Johnny complains because he didn't want tomato on his hamburger. And at that point, Dad just freaking loses it. It's the Disney meltdown. It happens often. Did you see one? Or were you perhaps
involved? No, I didn't have the meltdown, thankfully, but I do understand, man, the prices at Disney are outlandish. Had a lot of fun, but like I said, good to be home. The most meltdowns I saw were by the children, at least, not from the parents. But I totally understand it, and I had no idea. Basically, baby carriages this day are as big as Cadillacs.
Yeah. But we'll just look at Mardi Gras. Look at what's happening with Mardi Gras and extended to Disney World. And
right.
The only thing I'll say is that I think everybody should take their kids to Disney once. But if you are doing some price comparisons, and I'm not kidding about this, you can go to the real Hawaii, you can go to the real Ireland, you can go to the real Italy for what it costs you to go to Epcot. But enough of that. Let's talk about the Saints. What moves have the Saints been making, Steve?
Yeah, they've been spending money, too, like they've been at Disney, surprisingly. I guess you could say saving money, doing a bunch of restructures. Guys like Carl Granderson, Cesar Ruiz, Colin Saunders restructured their deals over the weekend. We know Derek Carr, the quarterback's deal, got extended, freeing up a bunch of money for the Saints. Guys like Demario Davis, Eric McCoy also in that mix. And right now, the team, according to overthecap.com, a salary cap website, they're estimated to have $13 million in cap space. So no longer in the red for the black and gold. We saw them re-signing Chase Young, the defensive end, yesterday, announced a three-year deal that's $51 million, and with incentives can be worth up to $57 million there. So the team hasn't been hampered that much by these salary cap issues. I feel like we see it every year. They make the maneuvers this offseason. They got those number crunchers over there that'll just kick the can down the line. I know fans are tired of hearing that and want the team to, you know, get cap, you know, more friendly than they've been. But the Saints find a way to make it work. Just going to see now what they can add now in free agency going forward. I expect not too many big pieces. It's more going to be about what they can acquire through the draft.
Do you have any idea how that whole salary cap restructuring thing works? I'm not kidding about that, because it's you know, you go from, and you're not talking about a dollar and a half here. You're going from $38 million over the cap to 13 under. How'd that happen? I don't know. But they made it work. So they have $13 million now under the cap. Is that right? Under next year's cap?
Correct.
Okay.
Under this year's cap. So they are cap compliant for tomorrow, which will be, which signals the start of the new year, and every team has to be, you know, salary cap compliant by then.
Okay, so they're salary cap compliant. That means as far as restocking or retooling the team, they have, and I don't know what the cap's going to be, or I guess the cap has already been determined. As it stands now, they have $13 million to spend on free agents, and what about the draft and rookie contracts and all of that?
Yeah, that's their number right now. It's like $13.4 million after being, you know, in the red for so much. The base cap for this season is estimated to be, it's $279 million. And right now, this, you know, like I said, the Saints just under that. And, you know, getting additional free agents with just $13 million, not likely unless they want to free up some more money by working with deals like an Alvin Kamara, a Taysom Hill. I know there were the rumors about him getting cut. That hasn't happened. He's still a part of the team. Tyrann Mathieu could restructure his deal. And what ends up happening is you extend a player's contract, convert some of that their salary into bonus money, and even they create those dummy void years. It's all definitely a complicated process that I'd like Saints accountants to be working on my taxes to try and free up some money.
So tell me about Tyrann Mathieu. If I don't know if he's got anything left in the tank or not. I know the last couple of years, every time I doubt that he does, he comes up with a big play, but he did last year appear to be kind of showing his age a little bit. Is he going to be part of this team this year? And if not, how does that affect the cap?
I think Tyrann Mathieu is a guy that we will see part of this team. He's been more than willing to work with the New Orleans Saints about restructuring his contracts to whatever they need. A guy that's, you know, a hometown guy that wants to be part of this team. Literally someone you could say bleeds black and gold. Mm-hmm. It's all about a team first kind of dude. You know, he's got a looking at his cap number for this year, is base salary of $6.25 million with a cap hit of $11.3 million. So I could see some restructuring going on for him if they want to free up some more money to dip into the free agency waters. But also, like you mentioned as well, you still, whenever we do have the NFL draft in April, you're going to have to re-sign sign all the draft picks and the free agents, undrafted free agents afterwards. So you're going to need some more cap space than $13 million right now.
Yeah, I was going to ask. That comes out of that $13 million, right? And those,
correct,
we know right now, well, depending on who the Saints draft at what position, but you have an idea how much they're going to have to pay because it's already set, correct? With the collective bargaining agreement?
Like you mentioned, the new CBA, those outlandish contracts for rookies aren't the case anymore. You pretty much know where a guy is going to land after you draft him. It's like all slotted and set out for you now. And then, you know, afterwards, that second contract is the big one for all these guys.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. I see we'll talk about some things going on in the NFL with free agency already. And you look at Sam Darnold signing, I think, what, $100 million with the Seahawks. The Saints ain't got that kind of money at all. I also want to talk about the Derek Carr restructuring thing because I think people may be reading more into that than it means. Steve Geller's our guest, WWL Sports Director. You got any questions about the Saints or comments? 504-260-1870. That's the Oakman Heart Jeweler talking text line. I'll pass them along. We come back, 851, 9 till 9. Traffic now, WWL. 8:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about some Saints moves in free agency with our good friend Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. Somebody said the Saints have been, people have been saying the Saints defense is old, so they addressed that by signing a young guy. Get it? Chase Young? Yeah, that's clever. But I tell you what, I did get a couple of questions on, and it's just two words, Cam Jordan. What does all of this mean for him?
He still has not reworked his deal with the Saints currently, so still under his current contract. And curious to see if they end up, you know, going to him to try and free up some money. It would make sense. He's been there, done that before with the team, and we know he's used to how things go with his black and gold squad. And, you know, none of these guys are taking any kind of salary reductions. I think that's a big misconception by folks that are mad at Derek Carr, too, for not taking a pay cut. No one's taking a pay cut. The deals just get reworked. Things convert into signing bonuses. Like I mentioned, too, before, things get pushed extended, and you get a dummy void year added to a contract. So the guys end up getting more money up front than they would have. But any kind of salary reductions really isn't happening. I don't think that, you know, you see that with many teams in the NFL. Guys are going to get paid what they've negotiated, but are willing to rework stuff. If you want to alter the way I get the money and I get it sooner than later, that's no big problem.
I'm seeing words being used like doubling down on Derek Carr, commitment to Derek Carr. I know there was a lot of social media pushback. Is this as much of a commitment as it seems, or was this more of a salary cap move? Tell me your thoughts on that and the Saints' commitment to Derek Carr at this point, Steve.
Yeah, it definitely means he is your starting quarterback for this coming season. Whether you like it or not, folks, Derek Carr will be the guy. It's not going to be a Spencer Rattler, a Jake Haener, or some other young guy in the draft that the Saints end up taking. They're committed to Derek Carr. He's now opened up $30.9 million in space for this team by restructuring his deal. $30 million base salary and a $10 million guaranteed roster bonus has pushed, you know, to future years, lowering his cap figure for this year now to $20.4 million. But that does, you know, once again, push things down the line for this Saints team. So Carr's 2026 cap figure looks like $69.2 million right now in the final year of his contract. So come next year around this time, Tommy, we're going to be talking about the same thing once again. What are the Saints going to do about Derek Carr's contract?
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it, I guess. but it's going to have to be the draft. I mean, there's no other way, right? They can't restructure to really enough to make any kind, free up enough money to make any kind of moves in free agency, serious moves?
No, the Saints typically haven't made that big splash move in free agency. Right now, it's just going to be about adding some key pieces here and there to the roster, hopefully along offensive and defensive line.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Stay out of Disney World. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member. Maybe that's where LaToya's headed. We'll be back.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.